League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I am your host, Jody Sweeten.
Yeah, I guess you are. And I am, I just sort of bing before that. I'm Celia Behar. I also don't know what the fuck day it is. It's Monday, right?
It's day 9,000 of the first week of January. I think I'm actually going to tweet this today, which is basically like, wow, this first week of January has been a long year.
I mean, that's like,
yeah.
I haven't showered in like 3 days, I think. I think I've lost count on it.
Who cares at this point? But I realize we're only, what, not even 2 weeks into January.
Yeah.
So we have not yet done our wonderful holiday roundup.
I know. We have not.
I know everyone's so excited about it.
I'm so excited.
This is the priority on everyone's mind right now, let me tell you.
Yeah.
It's what did we do for the holidays?
Nothing. Yeah, we have a holiday roundup. I have some nevers I can share. We've been getting some really good emails that I wanted to share.
Yes, I was going to say, let's delve into some reader email.
Yeah, we should. They're pretty fun. Well, first of all, we started our holiday season by surprising your parents.
Yes, we did. Because of COVID numbers and everything, especially here in LA during December, my family and I decided that we were not going to see each other for Christmas. They came over and dropped off presents, on the back patio, but we did not spend the holidays together and do dinner and all that. So, usually you are a part of the family and your kids are always with us for holidays.
Yep.
And, this quarantine has been really hard on older people.
I know.
They tend to be really isolated anyway. And then this has just made it so much worse. So, I wanted to do something fun and sweet and a surprise for them. And I was talking it over actually with Mescal, my man. And he was like, why don't you go down there and carol?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, yes. And then I was like, and we can like make something and bring it down there and the girls can do it and we'll surprise them. We're not going to tell, it was a whole thing. So we did, we planned it and we chose our song. I agonized over song selection. But what did we have? We had...
We drove down there separately.
No, what songs did we do, though?
Jingle Bell Rock, I'll Be Home for Christmas, and...
Rudolph.
Rudolph.
I think we opened with I'll Be Home for Christmas, which I was going to put at the end, but Zoe was like, well, don't make her cry at the end and then leave. Yeah. Like, make her cry in the beginning and then lift her spirits. I was like, that's a much better way to do it.
And you did tell me I could sing I'll Be Home for Hanukkah, but I
didn't. Yes.
Yeah. We actually sang Christmas.
Yeah. So. We took our separate cars down there, on the just a few days before the holidays. What was it? 21st that we went down?
Yes, I think it was.
21st.
I think it was, yeah.
A Friday, and it was like, people were still traveling for the holidays. So there was a ton of traffic and we went down there at like 4:30 to my parents' house in down in Orange County. And
and our older ones were texting each other the entire time we were driving.
Yeah, we obviously, if we're not going to, see each other, we took separate cars down there. And so, yeah, Zoe and Harper were texting like the whole time and until
did you see any of the texts? Because I was kind of half looking over there.
No,
because we were in traffic.
We were in the van, so
I'm like kind of partly looking, and it was just funny because they were like just totally like gossiping and talking about whatever, and then every so often I'd see from one of the other like, oh my God, my mom's being such a dork. Like,
so lame.
So dumb. And Harper's like, I took over the music. My mom doesn't even know who half these people are. Yeah, I don't.
I don't
know. Like, I wouldn't know who any new, I have become that person.
No, I am too.
It's the worst. I remember like.
Well, wait, before we go to left.
Okay. Yeah. So we
tend to do.
I know we do.
I'm going to really try and be cognizant of letting us finish a fucking story.
Good luck. Well, so, we got down there. You had like a whole plan. You brought your speaker.
I had a whole plan. I printed out lyrics for everyone. It's so like, we could all have our own separate lyrics. I had a playlist ready to go so that I could just push play on the playlist. I brought my little Beats Pill speaker. And my parents had no idea that we were planning on coming down. Right. Yeah. So we get down there and I'm like, okay, you go here and you go there. And I had to make sure that we stood in a place on the lawn so we were far enough apart, but where I could record it and get my mom's reaction and my dad's and us still in it. Like it was I was wearing many hats. I was a choir director. I was directing.
It was perfect.
You know, I was the chauffeur. It was a lot.
But you couldn't get the music at first.
The music at first. So I go up there. I'm like, okay, the music's going to start. So I go to start the music and then I'm knocking on the door. Right. And then the music won't start.
No, I know.
And so I'm like, oh no, because I see them standing in like the, you know, the long hallway at like through part of the little window, and they're standing there. And of course, my parents don't like to answer the door on a good day. You know what I mean? Like my parents don't like to answer the door in a non-pandemic, which understandably, like who the hell wants to answer the door these days?
Right.
I do, just because it's usually you or one of our other friends. And I'm like, okay, fine, come in. But my mom is not one to be caught by surprise.
No.
My mom's hair and makeup is not done. She does not want you in her house if she's not together. So I understand that. So I went and knocked on the door and I see him standing there. And I'm like, hey, hi, you know, waving in through the window. And they're just standing there. And I'm like, I don't, and I can hear them discussing. And I'm like, it's me. It's me. It's your daughter. Hey, it's Jody.
You're like, mom.
Right. And then they're still not moving. And I'm like, well, how many fucking people yell mom through their door and wave and are playing Christmas music? I mean, is this something that they're like, oh no, not them again? I mean, but you know, so I get, but it was just because they were completely shocked. So then I'm scampering out and then now the music won't play and they're trying to come, they're starting to come to the door and unlock it. And I'm like, ah, the music won't start. So I'm like, oh, all is going to be for naught, right? I'm standing there.
Oh, God.
Stupid, you know, connection to the speaker.
I was ready.
Finally, they open the door. The music starts, and we began to sing, and that moment, I have to say, you guys, was one of the best Christmas moments that I've had.
Yeah, me too. It was amazing.
Along with, like, kids opening things or doing, you know, just the special, some of those special moments. My mom was absolutely floored, and my dad was so excited, but my dad was in his pajamas.
Yeah.
So, and my dad wears, like pajamas, you know what I mean? Like a button up and the thing. So he was like, well, I can't go outside in this. So he had to go.
Mom said, Sam, go change.
Oh like, yeah. That's what he would have gone outside. She would have been horrified. Right. So she was, Sam, go change. So he went to go change, and you know, put some clothes on. So we got to sing I'll Be Home for Christmas to my mom. And she was just blown away. My dad came out and then some of the neighbors heard and they came out. And of course my dad, you know, walked across the lawn to kind of shout at them what was going on. He was so proud and loved it. Mescal also made a homemade, completely from scratch, everything, pumpkin pie for them. And the girls put a little Z and a B on top of it for them. And it made out of crust. So they got a homemade pumpkin pie and we caroled. And it was just, it was really, really wonderful. And my mom and I decided we didn't really do presents this year. I just didn't want to do the stress of it. I didn't want to worry about the financial stuff about it. And that was, I think, the best thing that I have ever given them.
I was so honored to be included. My kids were so happy. We love your parents and we just wanted to see them so badly. Yeah. And in the car on the way back, they just were talking about how much they love them and they miss them and how they can't wait to be able to hug them and stuff. The funniest part to me at the end, when we were done caroling, is your dad walks back over from, as he's shouting at the neighbors, turns back around, just looks at all of us. And he was like, I just got to say something. You guys are nuts.
Yeah, you guys are nuts. Mm-hmm.
They're like,
which is a compliment of the highest order coming from dad, because that usually means that you have surprised him in such a great way that he thinks you're out of your goddamn mind. Yeah. Like, yeah, that you must be crazy to do this.
And then, of course, your mom's like, no, did you guys take separate cars?
Like, right, yeah. Just, I was like, yes, we did.
He's like, I want to enjoy this completely and not forget. Right. Like, can we make sure you were safe? But we're like, yes, we all did. Yeah,
we took separate cars. We socially distanced. We did the whole thing. But it was really fun. So that was,
it was
for my highlight holiday moments. All right, you know how much I love cute little pieces of jewelry, but I hate spending money on expensive jewelry.
Oh my God, me too.
Yeah, like I love to have little studs and like look at these ones. They're little snakes.
Very adorable.
Right?
Yes.
These are from Ana Luisa. And right now, our listeners, if they use our link, are going to get 15% off on the entire site at Ana Luisa.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, and they can even ship and can still get here in time for Valentine's Day if you order by Tuesday, February 10th.
Oh my, wait, is Ana Luisa the one that has the sustainable mission?
Yes, okay. It's all carbon neutral. They start with sourcing their raw materials all the way to the disposal of their pieces. Is all, they offset 100% of their carbon emissions. They do limited batches, so their stuff is like really unique, and it doesn't create a ton of excessive waste.
Oh my gosh.
And the pieces are really high quality, so it's not like, you know, that fast fashion stuff where it just like you get it and then it falls apart, or that, you know, whatever, it comes, turns your ears green, all that stuff. They make their things with the best noble metals. Ooh. And they offer a 365-day warranty to replace or refund any piece that doesn't meet your expectations. And their prices start at like $39. No luxury markup.
Oh my God.
And their stuff is beautiful, really, really pretty, delicate, lovely pieces of jewelry. They also have awesome like statement earrings and necklaces. Really fun stuff. And like I said, our listeners are going to get 15% off all products site-wide if they use our link to buy.
Oh my gosh. So these sound like they would be a fantastic gift for yourself or somebody that you love for Valentine's Day or any other day for that matter.
Yes. Yes. So if you want to save 15% off, just go to www.analuisa.com/saythisVD. That is www.analuisa.com/saythisVD for 15% off the entire site. And again, here it is, www.analuisa.com, analuisa.com/saythisVD. And you can get beautiful pieces of jewelry for you or your loved one this Valentine's Day. Or maybe you're your loved one.
I think I am my loved one, and I'm going to go order something right now.
You know, we just did a really scaled back holiday this year, and I really liked it.
Yeah, I did too.
I'm kind of like, I don't know that I want to go back to the old hoopla.
Yeah, my kids eat.
I like, you know, getting together, but I'm like, can we not get out of our sweatpants? Like, can we, can that still be a thing? And can we just order food instead of cooking things?
You know, I'm Jewish. Like Hanukkah is so not a big deal. And it never, you know, never really is. We'd celebrated Hanukkah the week before. It was actually really fun because, you know, we did it at Dustin's and he's never been a part of like Hanukkah before.
Yeah.
So, and we had two nights over there and he just thought it was like really cool to, you know, I guess part of. And I made, latkes, which I always do with my grandma's recipe. And I use, you know, schmaltz because I'm a Jew. Mm-hmm. So I can't do that. And I made a brisket and that turned out really yummy. And it's just amazing because honest to God, Harper can put away an entire brisket. Like
done right, they're delicious.
Yeah, they like fall apart.
I have had many a disappointing brisket though.
Oh,
where you're like, oh,
it's tough. Yeah, no, you can't do that. I did it in my Instapot, which was awesome. And we surprised Dustin with the t-shirts, that t-shirt that remember the wrong one had come, that actually was resolved. I did get the right one in time. So, all of us, the girls and I, had changed into them without him knowing underneath what we were wearing.
And remind people what it said again.
His hat is it's all of us had a picture of him from that absurd movie, The Breakdance Kid.
Right.
And, in like his headband and his crop top.
Right.
And his said B-boy with wild style. And ours all said, I'm with B-boy with wild style. Or I'm with B-boy. That's what it said. I'm with B-boy. And so he unwrapped it and started laughing. And then we all were like, wait, and we took
Oh my God.
We all had them on. He was like, oh my God. Like, and I was like, we didn't think he'd wear, like, I'm like, you don't have to wear it or anything, whatever. He's totally worn it. And like, he plays poker online with his friend. Right. And like, he was like, he sent me a screenshot that he was wearing a stupid shirt. I was like,
oh my God.
That's the dumbest thing. But it was fun. And we, you know, my kids are with their dad on Christmas because I don't celebrate it. And so I was just at Dustin's and we really like to cook. So we, you know, cooked just together. We each made stuff and we kind of like got dressed up, just the two of us. And we, you know, had this nice meal, gave each other presents in the morning. And then I think we lasted in like anything at all clothing, real clothing wise, for like all of like through. We didn't, not that, Jody. God, you're such a pervert.
Well, we lasted on wearing any clothing. I'm like, whoa,
we ate so much. That was off the table for sure.
Well, first of all, I didn't say anything because the show, it's never too much. There is no, there's a line that just keeps pushing back, but okay. Now that I know that we're not talking about you getting naked and
pumping. Not at that moment.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, well, I was in like a cute romper and I just looked at her at one point and I was like, I don't really understand like real clothing anymore. Like I need to put back on sweatpants. I was cute for like all of, I really honestly think like a half an hour. And then I was like,
yeah, if I put on a matching sweatsuit, I'm like, you guys.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's about as dressed up as it is.
I'm really considering investing in like Mrs. Roper typed muumuus at this point.
First of all, there are some amazing caftans out there. Friend Lance Bass and his boyfriend, Michael Turchinart, or his husband, have been, doing ads for them.
Okay.
Several amazing friends that live in caftans and they're phenomenal.
I feel like I need that. I really do.
Good Mrs. Roper caftans, but the problem is they're very summer. So I get a little chilly in the winter. So that's when I switch to the
sweatsuits.
And then I'm going to go back to Mrs. Roper in the 70s.
Definitely dressing more and more like my grandma, I think. I want it. And I feel like I need things that I can like bedazzle soon. I don't know.
First of all, speaking of bedazzling, if you want to hear just how.
Are you making crafts? If you start being some crafty bitch all of a sudden, I'm going to be really pissed off because you're already fucking gardening and I don't even understand that.
First of all, you need to shut up because it's bringing me great joy. But look it.
Ooh, that's sparkly. What is that?
It's their little bee. Okay, so you have to describe that for everyone.
Okay, it's like a sparkly tree. Looks like a tree and it's sparkly and it's purple and green. No, and blue and purple. Blue.
It's
and
all, gray. It's one of those, it's
pretty.
It's one of those, they call, you know, whatever, paint with diamonds or paint with bee. Like I saw it in the beginning of the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
And I started it then and I'm just now finishing it. But you know how I love a good organizational tool.
Oh yeah, sure.
Well, I have several of these little things now, which now have all of the beads individually broken up into them and labeled with the number. And this one is for my smaller project. And then I have another one that's bigger for my bigger project, which I'm doing, going to start that after I finish this one. And I have officially entered, my senior citizen days.
I mean, you're becoming a little crafty.
I mean,
it scares me a little bit.
I've always been crafty, but now I'm actually
making crafts.
I mean, you know what? Fuck it. I don't know.
That's why I cook and bake and stuff. Like I do that. I cook more and more these days and like really enjoy it.
No, I don't. No. Michelle cooks and I love to sit there and we listen to a podcast and that's about it.
First, also, can I just say, I forgot to tell you this. Because your garden is awesome and you gave me a bunch of greens the other day.
Oh, yes, I did. Another thing I've been doing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I cooked with them. I used all the herbs and stuff and different things. And then I made I took the greens and I sauteed them and I made chicken and put it on top of them. And my kids ate all of them, like all the greens. Right. They were so delicious.
They're really good. Yeah. They definitely have a different flavor. I'm going to order some more. I've been using that, that little lettuce grow.
Yeah. I like that.
And, I don't have to do anything. Like you just add some stuff in. It just sounds like an add-in. It's totally not, but it's really, really easy. And that's about as complicated as I can get, where it's like once a week, you have to add one scoop of each thing and then you just don't fucking touch it.
Cause it's hydroponic, which is awesome. That's what it's hydroponic.
It's hydroponic, yeah. Right. And it's got a little timer. I don't have to water. I don't have to do really hardly anything, which is probably why everything else died. And that has survived.
That's still good. Well, at Dustin's, right. We planted a bunch of things. And the only thing that honestly made it was the collards, which have like been pretty good. And the tomatoes continuously, like just tons of tomatoes still at his place. So
I keep telling, we have a mutual friend, our friend Nifa, who is an amazing gardener. Like she has a garden downtown and it is like the pictures of it. I'm like, how do you do this? Tell me your secrets. I told her, I was like, you should do like one-on-one garden consulting with people during the pandemic. You could do it over Zoom. Really? You could totally tell people the sunlight they get, what to grow, how to do, and they would do it themselves, but it would be like an individual one-on-one tutoring. I don't know. I'm just thinking.
I mean, I need that. Cause I used to joke that I have a black thumb. Like I've killed succulents before, first of all.
Yeah. I've done that too.
My second of all,
before we bore everyone with our newfound love of being horticulturists or whatever it is, botanists, I don't know, whatever the fuck.
Whatever.
What is your, never thought I'd say this. I mean, besides the fact that mine is now, I grew something and it's edible.
It's, this is going to be like the most, the weirdest.
Probably not. Cause I've got a strange one too.
I mean, I've got two. I don't even know which to pick. I guess I'll go with, I'm going to go with Lulu. Listen, it's, I kind of can't even believe it happened. And I definitely can't believe I'm going to tell this, but I really have to. So the other night,
I don't even know the story, you guys. I'm waiting with bated breath.
So the other night, listen, before this podcast, we were talking about right before the podcast, we were talking about our periods and how they're just like a disaster ever since quarantine. And I'll tell you, like over the last year, as I've gotten older, mine's just gotten like worse and worse and worse. It's fucking terrible. And in the days leading up to getting my period, and as you know, even before that, I've been having like some weird stomach thing going on.
Let's just leave it at digestional
issues. Right. Okay. So we were sitting, hanging out on the couch, me and the girls.
I literally thought you were just going to say, so we were sitting in the bathroom and I was like,
No. Okay. Lulu was in the other room. Harper was sitting next to me and I totally farted.
Not that ladies ever do that.
Right. Sure. I farted within minutes, like seconds of it happening. I was like, oh my God, my face might melt off. So I looked at her because she was next to me and I just
sorry.
I felt like Selma Blair in Hellboy. And I just looked at her like, I was like, you should be running. Like I was like it was so bad.
You don't even know what's coming, right?
And so she starts laughing because she puts her shirt over her nose so that she can't smell it.
Right.
Lulu comes running out, like running out from the next room because Harper and I are hysterically laughing, and she heard me fart and she heard my laughter. And no fucking joke, sticks her head next to my butt. And I just go, what are you doing? Why are you trying to smell my farts?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
He's like, because you guys are laughing about how bad it is. And I feel left out. I want to know.
Oh, Lulu.
And I was like, is this where we are in the pandemic?
Is this right? Is this right? I mean, you haven't tried lighting them on fire yet that I know of. So
if I had done that, my entire
it would have been like the refineries when they have to like let all that extra gas go and it's just a giant flame.
Yes. my apartment would have exploded. It would have just went like, boom.
But like, right. But yeah, you're like, I never thought.
Why did I have, why would you do that? Like, what's wrong with you? Like,
I got in an argument the other day. I was in the shower, and you know, every mom out there knows the pain of showering alone, right? And you think that it's eventually going to get better. Like you think that eventually, like, oh, once they're not toddlers, they're not just going to barge in because they don't want me doing that to them. So of course that's totally wrong.
Yep.
And I'm in the shower, like soaping up my hair. Right. And Zoe comes in and is like, where's my this? I'm like, I put it away. Let me get my phone or my, whatever it was, some electronic device that was like, not a vital tool at that moment. Like it was not like, oh my God, I need my school computer and I'm in class. Like that, first of all, those words have never been uttered out of my mouth. But by the way, today was her first day back.
Yeah.
And I was like, where's your books? Also, oh, they're at dad's. I looked all over her room, all the stuff. When she left for her dad's today, here comes the book bag.
Oh.
I have no idea where it was. And the charger for her computer. She had to use my computer all day. Meanwhile, I was like, oh, the charger. She's like, no, the charger's right here. I'm like, you, anyway. She gets in an argument with me about getting her phone. And I'm like, I'm washing my hair. Where is it? I'll get it. I'm like, no, it's in my drawers and stuff. Like, can you wait? Can I not be covered in soap?
No.
Until I have to deal with this for you.
No.
And then she got mad. She's like, oh, bah, huffed out of the room. And I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to take the longest fucking shower I've ever taken in my life at this point. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to lay down in the bottom of the bathtub and just, yeah. But
you should just offer to get out naked. Be like, I'm going to get out and help you look, but I'm going to be completely naked. And just how will you like that?
Right.
She'll probably.
Well, I've done that before and they come right in and they're like, Mom, I'm like, you came in my bathroom.
I know. I know.
I need to be naked in my own bathroom.
I know. They come into my room all the time and then they're like, you're naked. Yeah, it's my room.
I'm in my room.
Oh my God. And Lulu has this new habit. I think it's new, or maybe I'm just really noticing it and it's pissing me off. Where like every time, like I'll ask her to do something, but like it's because I'm in the middle of doing something else, you know? So cooking and I'm like, hey, Lulu, can you grab the cheese out of the, you know, fridge while I'm like, you know, frying. I'm like doing four things. And she's like, okay. And she'll get it. And then she'll just come up to me. She's like, here, mom. And I'm like, just put it on the counter next to me. Like, what?
Like, obviously I don't have the hands to deal with this.
Honestly, or I'm like, can you put away the silverware as soon as I'm out of the way? And she's like, and she'll just do it right then. Cause she doesn't hear the last part. So she's like, mom, can you move? Mom, can you move? And I'm like holding five hot things. I'm like, no, but I can throw this on you. But
you know what? All I hear in this conversation though, is that your kids were putting the utensils away right when you asked them.
They do that. It's true.
Mine are getting better. We've installed the point system, but there's still some, I think I need to make some things very clear in the point system, which is, I think, first of all, I need to just review some things. But one of the things is that if you clean your room, you get points. But if 15 minutes later, it looks as though you didn't, then that does not count. So, you know, you cleaned your room last night, but then I got up this morning and came in and there's a pot half full of ramen. The orange juice is left sitting on your desk. And there's various cups of liquids all over the place. Like, no, that.
I need to implement that point system in Dustin's house. Cause I'll tell you, that's about that. I feel like that's happening more in his place. Also, oh, you've been to his place. First of all, do you remember in his place next to his table that there was like another like sort of side table and it was like piled up with like a ton of crap? I'm sure you.
No, I probably avoided looking at that. So it's not.
I'm sure I pointed it out along with his bedroom. I overhauled like everything. I literally had him sit at the table and I was like, do you need this? And he'd like start telling me, you know, he's like, well, I got that. I'm like, when was the last time you saw this? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, then you don't need it. Like,
you're angrily Marie Kondoing.
I really was.
Like, you're yelling at people and asking them if something sparks joy. And I feel like that's a very confusing message to send.
I'm pretty sure I became like the Jew of the Marie Kondo world, where it wasn't, does it spark joy? It was more like, are you keeping this to make me upset? Do you want me to be happy? If so, throw it out. Like, it was much more of that, which, by the way, the whole point system you've got going in your house, I think I've done that with Jewish guilt system here, where like, they don't do something. And I'm like, hey, I asked you to take out the recycling. They're like, you did? I'm like, yeah, I guess you just didn't listen to me, because clearly I don't really mean anything to you. So I guess that's fine. I'm obviously invisible in this house. And if you can't.
Mine'll just walk out of the room. Mine'll be like, okay. And they just leave.
Mine are also Jews, so they take the guilt in.
Mine are fairly guilt proof.
Oy vey, Shmir. Yeah. You got some I'm so happy
it's not even a never thought I'd say this, but again, it was a weird, strange interaction.
1 second. As we're talking, Harper just texted me and she said, because they're downstairs, they can obviously hear me. She said, you said doo doo. Hee 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 hee. That's the text message from her.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
So I'm sitting next to B. We're watching, I don't know, The Last Airbender.
Something texted me this, I think.
Something. Yes.
Did it. 20 minutes, because it made no sense.
Let me tell you, as it happened, even looking back on it now, I'm like, what?
Sorry, just remembering it. Made me
laugh. So we're sitting there and it's fairly quiet. Like, we're not really going back. We're like sharing some sesame sticks or something on the couch. And she just looks at me and she says, you know, I can't even get through saying it without laughing.
Sorry.
You know, today is some cheese's expiration date. And I kind of nodded and then like turned back. And I was like, excuse me? What? And she said, yeah, you know, some cheese expired today. I took this in and I tried to make sense of it. It was very, I was like, okay, the eagle flies at midnight? Like, are we speaking in code?
And like, did she mean in your house there was cheese?
Right, that was my question. I was like, is there some cheese? Is there a specific cheese that was important to us where it expired today? Or is this a generalization? Are you understanding the life cycle of cheese? I don't know.
Is that about the waste of food?
Right. I mean, there's so many things that it could have come from. I haven't found out. I asked like, oh, what made you think of that? She was like, I don't know. I was like, cool. That's, that was about the answer I imagined, because if I don't know if it would have been better or worse if she was like, well, let me tell you, and like went into a whole thing where she'd been sitting silently thinking about cheese for a very long time, or if it was just a random thought that popped in her head.
Well, if she had been like, I was just in the refrigerator earlier and the mozzarella is about to go bad today or something, you know, like.
Right. If it was related to a specific, no, it was just a very, you know, it was a just the thought of like, you know, we all die someday. Cheese has died. And okay.
Wait, it just made me remember about, I don't think we've told this on the podcast, but before the numbers went back up and we got, you know, crazy safe again, or safer, because it's not like we do anything, but when Lulu was there and making, that was like, I think the day they made the lemon chiffon pie. And I can't remember.
The lemon meringue, whatever.
Right, lemon chiffon. Mm-hmm. And Mescal had like made chicken or something. And then she, you know, ate a bunch of it. But then at the end, she was like, okay, I don't, you know, like, I'm not going to finish this. What should I do with it? And it was like 4 bites. And Mescal's like, throw it out. And she was like, I can do that here?
Yes. Yeah. She was really shocked. It wasn't like a half a chicken breast or anything. It was just a few bites. And she looked like, what? And like, we're not people that waste food. Like, we save leftovers, the kids will save stuff, like whatever. But like her face, she was like, I don't, what? I was like, Lulu, no one is going to eat that. And it's not worthy of the tinfoil it would be wrapped in. Like, we'll just clean it off and give it to the dog or something. Like, it was a couple bites. So like, you have drilled that into her.
Well, she even said to you, oh my God, my mom would never let me throw that away.
Never let me get rid of anything. I was like, but there's nothing there. She was like, yeah, well, that's my mom. I was like, I know. I know.
You've been with me at an all-you-can-eat sushi and have turned to me and said, I love when you get this Jewish at all-you-can-eat sushi because I might be ready to vomit.
Yeah, but I will God, I can't eat anymore, but we can't leave this.
I'm like, I can't leave this.
Go, and we can't leave this here. And you have made me eat until I'm hurting.
I know.
I can't even choose sushi anymore. It doesn't, I'm just going to blah, blah. And you're like, no.
No.
You know what it reminds me of? I did an all-you-can-eat Sizzler commercial when I was a kid. And it was about this mom that like kept asking why the kid, you know, wasn't eating her food. And it was because they kept replacing it because she was eating it all and they kept bringing more. And the mom was like, oh, Jody, you have to keep eating your food. So I like stuffed my face with fried shrimp. And I feel like it's just a continuation of that.
Yeah. I listen, my grandmother, my grandparents and were, you know, depression era.
Right.
I grew up that way. And I was with my grandparents a lot. And then I had my great aunt lived with my grandparents for a long time. And she is somebody who used to, you know, make a cup of tea and then, you know, take the tea bag gingerly out and hang it over the sink faucet and let it dry to use it again. And like, I always thought that
you mean to do that? Well, here's the thing though. I mean, how, let's look at how like eco-friendly that is. I mean, really, who's the asshole? Us we get rid of stuff or her that's reusing a teabag 9 times.
Well, first of all, I didn't know that people like didn't do that. And so I like would do that in college. And finally, like one of my college roommates was like, you know, that there's like enough teabags in the dining hall. Like you can throw that out. It's like, what? After one use? Like, you don't. What? Like,
you don't have a drawer full of used tea bags? Oh, shit.
You know, it's like the grandparents that would like feel the split, like the sweet and low when they had sweet and low and like the sugars and all that. Like my grandmother had a full drawer of soy sauce packages, you know, sweet and low, sugars, fortune cookies. Like,
you know what I have found during the pandemic is I'm strangely uptight about spending money on certain things.
Yeah.
And yet any strange kitchen gadget that's like $15 or under on Amazon or organization for instance my little bead organization. Now, not saying it's wrong, it's lovely, it's beautiful, it's everything I hoped for, but like I'll be like, oh, I don't need new shoes, and I need a new pair of Adidas, but I refuse to buy myself them, but I will buy a bead organizer, of which, you know, I could buy like 3 or 4 of them and, you know, accumulate to buy myself. But that's like that weird, we have to save all of this, but then we need this.
I bet you could make bead shoes, like little slippers, just bead
them
up.
No, I'm not going to make wearable. I'm not bedazzling clothing items. We know that that's where I go.
Yet.
We know that I have a very firm line about bedazzled
things. Yet, I'm telling you, when we're in an old age home, I'm going to bedazzle everything. I want everything. I want to be the sparkliest, oldest Jew on the block. That's what I want. I don't think that's a bad goal.
Really. I mean, fuck it. What do you got to lose? You know what I mean?
I got a pair of sneakers from Dustin for my Christmas/Hanukkah present, which I know I sent you a picture of, which I'm pretty obsessed with. They are custom painted Chucks, and they're Doctor Who as the TARDIS and the whole.
They were like, really cool. I love them.
Be dorkier, probably.
I, like I said earlier, I did not want to do presents this year. So Mescal and I did, we didn't really do presents. We did something very small. I did a stocking for him and he adopted a sloth for me for a year. At this conservatory in England that helps rehab them and return them to the wild and do all this stuff. So I have adopted a sloth. And then I made him a love book.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You made him a love book. Whatever. That's fine. People think we're joking about this. I'm not joking anymore. It started out as a little bit on, you know, for our advertising of love books, but I'm fucking serious. And we had a fucking fan make me like a fake love book and send it to me, like a little picture, a fake picture that I put in a group text to both
Look,
you.
Look, I've been very busy bedazzling things. I just haven't had the time. It's been
You could bedazzle a love book. I'm just saying.
Oh, that is so much effort.
Oh, okay, fine. I see what I'm doing. Whatever. That's effort.
I, by the way, right now I could see on Celia's face, she was only like half kidding.
I'm not kidding. I wasn't kidding. I did actually though. I do want to say, I thought about this before and then of course I forgot. You did get me a Hanukkah present that I fucking loved. And it also makes me want to give a really quick shout out to My Favorite Murder, specifically Georgia. Cause we love them and we love that podcast. And if you ever listen to their podcast, then you know that Elvis, Georgia's Siamese cat, passed away. And he was such a big part of their show in the weirdest way. Cause at the end of every, show, she'd ask him if he wanted a cookie. And I had a Siamese cat that looked and sounded acted exactly like him when I was a kid. I had him till I was 20.
Right. So that when Elvis passed, I saw that they had that merch.
And what you got, I know proceeds went to the ASPCA and that was awesome. So Jody got me a mug that says, "This is terrible. Keep going," with a picture of Elvis that someone illustrated. And I fucking love it. And it's a big mug,
I believe, isn't it?
What?
Is it Dana Droodles?
Yes.
Dana Droodles. She's on Instagram at Dana Droodles. And she's got some great art and stuff there. But yeah, I saw that about Elvis. I was like, aw.
I love it. And I've thought about them and this, the fact that, Georgia lost him right before the holidays just made me so sad. And if you guys don't listen to My Favorite Murder, you should listen to My Favorite Murder, because Georgia and Karen are amazing and hilarious. And
we should try and up their following a little bit. They're struggling.
Oh yeah.
Make sure that, the show keeps going and people know.
Right. It's hard to be in the top, top three podcasts of all time at all the time. Like they are. Right. I know. It's tough.
We're number two. So, we understand. If they just did a little more, they could be as successful as us.
Yeah.
I'm proud of us. And I think we have some fun new things that we're going to start talking about for this season.
Are we sharing them? Are you sharing them?
No, I'm not sharing. No, I like to be vague.
Surprise!
Yeah. Because then if it doesn't happen, then I don't ever have to talk about it again.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. I'm actually
going to be doing all of the shows in the nude. That's one of the new things that I will be doing.
As opposed to
we won't be recording it, but just
well, I also do want to say that I want to mention one other thing that is going on that has been going on for both of us. And I know we're going to post about it at some point. We haven't yet, but obviously she's open about it, which is that our friend Shannon was diagnosed with cancer. And so we are going to post, and we hope that you guys will help support our friend Shannon.
Yes. She's my friend and I know there's a lot of fans that know she was my friend before she was my stylist, but she also has put together some really fun looks, and we've had fun working together as one of my best friends. And now, so that I know that some of my followers follow her for stuff like that. But yeah, Shannon McClure, and she's one of my dearest, dearest friends. I love her so much. So we'll be posting about that. And,
She dressed us for the podcast picture, our podcast pic, podcast picture is that. I'm pretty sure that I actually still have the t-shirt that I wore in a bag. And I'm thinking that maybe the two of us can sign it and auction it off.
Yeah.
And can go to Shannon's GoFundMe. I think that might be something fun. So people can, I'll look and make sure I have it, but I'm pretty sure I do. Thank God Shannon has a good sense of humor, because she has rectal cancer. So we have spent a lot of time talking about
it. Like, please send all the memes and make me laugh as much as possible. And Lord knows I'm just always waiting for an opportunity to really use my humor to.
They've been some pretty funny things. And I titled I titled her Amazon wish list as Fun with Shannon's Butt Cancer.
Right.
That seemed like a really good idea, by the way, at the time. until I had to call Amazon when the wish list was having difficulties.
And they're like, what's the wish list name? You're like, can I give you my email?
Yep. They're like, you've got like 10 right. wish lists on here. Cause I do a lot of wish lists for mom.
Yep.
And the girl was like, I'm sorry, can you repeat that? And I was like, it's fun with Shannon's butt cancer. And she's like, I'm sorry, am I hearing you right? Did you say fun with Shannon's butt cancer? I said, yes, that's what I said. And Harper comes running in and she's like, Mom, you're like 11 years old.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than the time I think you yelled at someone to choke on a bag of dicks. I believe that was...
First of all, I told them to get a bag of dicks and shove them down their throat and choke on them.
That's right. It was more detailed.
Different Amazon employee, just so it's clear. And I meant it. I stand by that statement.
The worst.
That guy sucked. Seriously. I hate it. I'm mad about that.
I wish I hadn't brought it up now. My God, I'm looking at your face and I'm like, Jesus, I really touched a sore subject here at this point.
Yeah, he was an asshole. Right. Just saying.
He was not having any fun with Shannon's butt cancer. He was not.
Probably not. Oh my God. And speaking of butts.
There's the back of the butt. Jesus.
This was because I heard Harper the other day on the phone. She's talking to her best friend, Carly. And she goes, okay, whatever. And then she's like about to hang up. And she's like, she goes, all right, whatever. Just put it up your bunghole or something. But I didn't know if I heard that right. What was that?
It's apparently several squirrels running over the roof of my office. And let me just say this. I really fucking hope they're squirrels.
Are you sure?
Okay. Really hope they're squirrels.
All right. Anyway, Harper said something she's like, put it up your bunghole. Cause everything Harper says like revolves around putting it up your butt. But I didn't hear that. And so I just was like, I just turned to her and I'm like, what? She hangs up. I said, first of all, that was your friend. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, did you just say put it up your bunghole or call her a bum ho? She's like, I don't know, whichever she heard. And I was like, oh my God. All right. So yeah, I mean, she's funny. I have to say,
I don't know where she gets it.
Yeah. Shut up.
I'm kidding. You probably know, I wouldn't do this podcast with you if you weren't funny.
Kind of funny.
Someone needs to be.
She probably, yeah. No, shut up. She gets it. I'm sure she gets it from her dad. Oh, Harper just popped her head in. Okay. Harper. Bye.
Hi Harper. Well, let's read some of the fan mail.
All right. Well, here's some fan mail. We have some good stuff.
Fan mail corner.
Man, I'm so glad that people have stuck with us. I know we've lost a bunch of fans. I'm going to put fans in quotes. I'm not really sure. I think they were ever fans.
No, that's all right.
Okay. This one is from Madison. She says, I really hope you don't just get nasty emails, but now this is a nice email in case you do. Just want to say you're amazing at your podcast. You two are the most amazing people ever. Yeah, we agree. What you do for your fans is absolutely incredible. The Never Nationers appreciate you two so much. Looking forward to this year's podcast going live on Instagram. Thank you for everything. Keep doing you. Also, keep killing the parenting game and not your kids.
Aw, thank you, Madison.
Thank you.
That was very
Then
we do have quite an awesome little crew of fans, I will say. Our Never Nationers, they've been really loyal and really supportive and really wonderful. So, hey to you guys, and we love you.
All right.
One of the things we want to start doing more is like auctions and things like that, giveaways, you know.
We should, yeah. And I think we could.
Merch giveaways, signed merch giveaways, all kinds of fun stuff.
I think we can come up with some good stuff.
Yeah.
This one is from Melody. She says, Jody and Celia, I love you both so much and your podcast is the best. Let's start with today's episode. It is the best one to date. Oh, this was, Christy Carlson Romano's.
Oh, yes. I love it. Yeah, Christy's amazing.
She said, you touched on so many important subjects. I think there are a lot of us age 40-ish and up that couldn't talk with our mothers about sex, and it has made navigation difficult as we age. Tell me about it. I've not raised any children, but did give one up for adoption a couple months ago, or a couple months before my 17th birthday. I was just too young to take on the responsibility, and so many cannot have children of their own. I still love to hear you talk about your kids and owning it when you fuck up. I know so many parents that could learn from you. Jody, I was a huge Full House fan, and you were my favorite, as I am one of the middle children in my family of four and could totally understand your character. I started watching for Uncle Jesse and stayed for the show. Needless to say, when I found out about Fuller House, I binge watched all of Full House episodes. Celia, if I was Jewish, I would think we were separated at birth. Same potty mouth, same relationship with my mother, and I have curly, but not as curly hair as yours. Also, I lost a sibling too soon, and he was definitely the one I was closest with. It was sudden, somewhat unexpected, and happened on my 46th birthday. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just wanted to let you both know how much I love you and your podcast, and maybe I just wanted someone to hear my story. I'm feeling a little disconnected, as we all are. Much love from Canada.
Oh, hi, Melody from Canada. Thank you. Thanks for some nice mail on this. And
Some nice
get
email.
More, get some fun questions. Let's get, you know, some more nevers. We sort of strayed away from our...
You just broke up.
I said, what? Are you okay? Am I okay?
Our nevers? Broke up like and sounded like...
Like I was in a well?
Nope. Yeah, a little bit.
I am. Now I'm currently in a well. I'm podcasting from my well.
Does Lassie need to go get Timmy and get you out, or are we?
Yeah, I mean that's what he's for. Yeah, yeah. Oh, cool. She's almost not having any trouble hearing. So I'm glad everyone got to witness that strange technical failure. Well, since it's going so well, I feel like we should. Do we have more? Did you have?
You want one more? One more?
I do want one more.
Yeah. Oh, I have like a thousand.
We'll do a
quick one. All right. This one's just kind of funny. This one's Courtney. Hi, my beautiful ladies. I'm Courtney, mom of two boys, ages 3 and 5. I recently found your podcast and then binged it. You guys make me feel normal. So thank you. Now let's get to it. Somehow every conversation my boys have turns into talk about poop, butts, or wieners. Although parenthood, I love the word wiener. Although parenthood has made me say many things I never thought I'd say, tonight was one of the weirder things. Food doesn't have wieners, so please stop talking about it. How did this come about? They were giggling back and forth while eating dinner, saying something about wieners. When I asked them to stop, my 5-year-old proceeded to say, no, mom, I was talking about the food's wieners.
Obviously. I was talking about the wiener of the asparagi. Yeah. Oh, boy.
I mean, he wasn't being rude or inappropriate at all.
No, that's totally, asparagus wieners are totally dinner table conversation.
I don't know.
Are we breaking up again? I'm breaking up with you. So if anybody does want to find us, go follow us on @ Never Thought I'd Say This. You can come find me @ Jody Sweeten, or if you want to go follow Celia Behar, where can they find you?
It's the Celia Behar. And that's it. Yeah.
And if you want to send us an email with your never thought I'd, with some great suggestions for shows, with words of encouragement, or, you know, asparagus wieners, I don't know. Emily's like, and there's the name of the show. You can email us @ neverthoughtid@protonmail.com.
You did it.
Get it right?
Yeah.
New year, new way to fuck up. Okay. Anyway, you guys, thanks for sticking with us. We love you all, Never Nations. We're listening. So anyway, we love you guys. And remember, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audio Boom and Main Event Media.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.